And we read also in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. Put in another vulgar way, it means that an older person says to the young, do it while you can. Grinders, for example, are teeth. Those that look out of the window are eyes. Deafness, desire of music, all these things fail as you get older. See if you can pick up some of the other things in this chapter. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, when the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the dust as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Amen. The expression in verse 5, which is remarkable, long home, long home. A man goes to his long home when the mourners go about the streets. So we see funeral cars. We see the cars of the loved ones following them. The mourners are there. But where is the person who died? It was in some ways quite a hard beginning for me to have my first pastorate in Aldborough. And people used to be cremated. And I would be sitting in the car behind the coffin. And people genuinely believed that their loved one was in that coffin. And they were following it 25 miles up the road. And they were brokenhearted. It was difficult to try and explain to them that the real them wasn't there. It was just their body. Their spirit had returned to God who made it. But the bodies had failed. And where they had gone is described here in this verse. Because man goeth to his long home. It's for a very long, long time. That is the reason why we say to people, do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The alternative, as Jesus said in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, the minute he dies, he's in torment. Who doesn't believe? And it's for a long, long time. Let me put it another way. Cain went to hell. It was 6,000 years ago. And there have been many days of torment if what the Lord said is to be credited. When we die, we go to a long home. It's for a very long time. There's a long time to praise the Lord who created us, the Saviour who made us, and by the power of the Holy Spirit to worship the God in Trinity. It's a long time to be made new, to have no pain, to have no sorrows, to have no tears, to have no crying. The curse is passed away. And a long time without curse, a long time without crying, a long time without tears, a long time without pain, is long enough to forget it all. It will more than make up for whatever extent of difficulty we have endured during the days of our life. It's not worth ignoring. It's not worth putting off our belief in Christ for any day in case we are launched by death to our long home, which is for a very, very long time. Our long home is either heaven or it's hell. If you read that story again of Dives and Lazarus, each went immediately after death, the one to hell, the one to heaven. Luke 16. And that's what happens to every one of us. There is no exception. If you die, it's one way or it's the other way. No swapping afterwards. What it is when you die is how it will always be. It's for a very, very long time. And if that home is heaven, how wonderful it is. There's the Saviour. Oh, how we long to meet the Saviour who died for us. The Saviour and his kindness. How we all long to see kind people. When we're young, we like to see kind people. When we get older, we still like to see kind people. We try to be kind people. And for the whole of eternity, there is the Lord Jesus Christ who saved us, expressing his kindness to his people. And then there are there millions of kind people. We are one of them. We'll be kind to the others and they'll be kind to us. It will be a realm of kindness. Oh, eye hath not seen and ear has not heard and not entered into the heart of a man what God has prepared for them that believe. But we know it'll be kind. We know it'll be good. And just as Adam, before the fall, tilled the Garden of Eden, it wasn't difficult work. We need work. We need something to do. Throughout the whole of eternity, God is going to be the God who creates. He's not just going to be sitting idle, is he? Neither is the Saviour. Neither are we. There are wonderful things to do, but we don't know what they are. We might be recreated, have new powers, new strengths, new opportunities. We don't know. But it is for a very, very long time. On the other hand, hell is for a very, very long time too. It'll be a rough place. The murderers won't be able to murder your soul anymore, but they'll do their next best. They'll be unkind, they'll be cruel, they'll be wicked. And everyone there would be like that. And you'll be able to meet Napoleon and Hitler and Stalin and Lenin. And you'll be with them. They'll be your people. It'll be too late to think, I wish I wasn't here by then. No, death sends us to our long home. And it is for a very, very long time. Our long home is also a long way away. Jesus said, you remember, that he was going into a far country to be awarded a kingdom. And where we're going is a long way away. And we don't know anything about space. But we're never coming back, are we? When we go, we won't be there anymore. That's what Psalm 39 said, wasn't it? Till I go hence and be no more. You exist, but you'll not be any more on earth. You've gone. You can't come back. Not allowed. You won't come back. No further opportunity to be kind, to do good, to make up for the things we've done wrong. No further opportunity to study more, or to learn more, or anything. It's a long, long way, and we don't come back. It deserves our thoughts. It deserves the preparation of our lives. It deserves our putting everything we've got into the life we have here, because what we don't do, as far as this world is concerned, by the time we die, we're not going to be able to do, indeed. If we have major things wrong with us, we may not be able to do things that matter a long time before we die. Our long home after we die is for a long, long time. And it's a long way. There is no way back. The parable of the prodigal son is talking about the soul of a man. And there was a way back for him, because it was talking about his spirit, his life. He returned to the Father. He hadn't died. But had he died, there would be no way back to the Father, his earthly Father. There'd be no returning home. We want to know. Where are we going? Who's there? Before we go on this long, long journey. It may be a long, long journey, but we'll be there in a second. In the twinkling of an eye. But never to come back. When a man dies, and when the mourners go about the street, he goes to his long home. And it's taken a long while in preparing. Jesus said to his disciples, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. I often think as I go past country houses that I'll have a mansion. Because the word mansion there doesn't mean the sort of mansion we're used to having. If you were brought up in London, you would think of mansions as horrible places, horrible Victorian places without outside stairs and things. They were known as mansions too. But we have the word in the word remain. It's somewhere to stay. Now, if the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you. That'll be very thorough. And it'll be exactly what is right for each one of us, knowing who we are, what we're capable of, what we're doing, what the Lord has prepared for eternity. Who will be our near neighbours? Who knows? Our near neighbours I laugh, really. I'm not being serious. But our near neighbours, where the Lord has prepared a place, might be somebody who thinks like you from the 3rd century. There we are. But we don't know, do we? The Lord is preparing a place. He's caring for us. He's thinking of us. What will be the best? I presume it won't be a building that when he's got to think, oh, yes, he'd like it in green and she'd like it in blue. And you know, it's not like that. But if it gives you the idea of the detail that the Saviour goes in preparing for his people, this long home. It is going to be for a long time, so it is appropriate that it should be prepared for over a long period. It was said to Daniel, right at the very end of the book, chapter 12, and right at the end, go thy way. He was asking about what the final prophecy meant. But that you will stand in your lot at the latter times, the end times. I suppose lot gives us our word allotment, but it's not meaning about allotment. The place that is set out for us, prepared for us. That's where Daniel knew that he would stand after all his prophesying and prophesying of things to come. There would be a place where he would stand, place where he would believe. He'd be standing at the end of the world and he would be in this home, long home, with a place prepared for him where he might move up, stand and move about forever. It's been a long while preparing. Because not only did the Lord Jesus Christ say that he was going to prepare a place for us, but it was prepared by the Father before the world was, when he chose those who should be his. We do not know the order of the things that he did, but certainly it was in his purpose that we should be there in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, and in some way which is not described, we should have our own special place, our own special part, our own special activity in that place. It's nice to go home if you've got a nice home. This is a long home into which much preparation has gone to make it nice for us. And to make us nice for others. The forgiveness of our sins makes it nice for us. The welcoming of others who have been forgiven, who belong to Jesus, make it nice for them. It's a well-prepared home. It's been prepared for a long time. And it's going on being prepared. What that means, I don't know. Maybe our lives are to be intertwined with some people we don't know are yet to be born. We don't know. There is the hint in that thing I mentioned this morning. That he that sowed and he that reaped shall rejoice together. But it may be the person who sowed the gospel in someone's childhood is quite a different person who reaps that person's soul when they're grown up. And the one has died long before the other happens. It's not impossible to see that we might be linked in that sort of a way. But here is a home that's well prepared, long prepared for us. It's a long way away. And it's for a very, very long time. And finally, it's longed for. It's longed for. I've always longed for it. When I was converted and I was 16, I longed for it. We understand, and the young people can understand, that when you get older, the fact that you can't do things you did does turn your heart to the Lord. Just turn your heart to heaven. I can't do things now that I did. Won't it be nice to be freed from them all? Won't it be lovely to be in the glory? Won't it be lovely to have no more pain? You can understand that you think like that when you get older. Not everybody does, but hopefully believers do. And that's true. But from the day I was first saved, I longed to see the Lord Jesus Christ. I came of a broken family. I longed for the Saviour. I longed for that sort of kindness. I longed for that sort of stability. There were many things to enjoy in this world. But deep down, always, I've longed to see the Lord Jesus. I've longed to go and be with him. Longed to be embraced by him. Hugged by him. True hugging is what Abraham did to Lazarus when he went into glory. I'm sure that's mentioned for a purpose. It doesn't matter about whether we're young. Age might prepare us, enable us to put away our care for the things that have troubled us all our lives. But there's nothing to stop young Christians longing to meet the Saviour who saved them. Sometimes excellent mathematicians might say, I wish I could talk to Einstein, or I wish I could talk to Aristotle, or somebody like that. We wish to talk to the Saviour. We wish to talk to Christ. So this long home is for a long time. It's a long way away. There's no way back. It's been long prepared. And the Lord has put it into the hearts of his people to long for it. May it be that we all take faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and commitment to him as the first major priority of our lives. For without that, our long home will be a disaster. Our long home will be a wreck. Our long home will be unkind and cruel and nasty. Our long home will be hurtful. It will be tormented. But Jesus says, I've prepared a home for believers. I've prepared a home for you. I've taken a lot of trouble about it. And it's a place where you'll be with me and where there'll be mutual kindness everywhere. It's a wonderful plea for believing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may we all make no mistake about our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.